Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior trends and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interiors, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Hello, this is Holly Becker, and welcome to another episode of Hello Holly. Let's get started with today's topic because it's something so many people ask me about. How do you decorate on a budget? So in today's episode, we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to give you 7 great ways to decorate on a budget. Decorating can be fun, but it can also be very frustrating. Why? Well, think about your own experiences. Maybe your home isn't perfect. You wish for a bigger apartment, or maybe higher ceilings like the rooms you see in some of your favorite magazines. Maybe you crave those gleaming hardwood floors or the perfect marble countertops in your kitchen. I also dream of having more or living better too, so I understand where you're coming from. It's only natural to want to be surrounded by things we love in a home that we truly enjoy. But I know there's always a but. We also have to be realistic. Maybe we don't have the budget to live in our dream apartment or home yet. Perhaps we rent, so installing new hardwood floors in someone else's property would be a bit unwise. And maybe marble countertops in the kitchen isn't something we can really budget right now. It's a nice idea, but it may not work in our current living situation. Plus, like I said, have you ever priced marble countertops? Definitely not in most people's budget. Well, in this episode of Hello Holly, I won't tell you how to get the dream home or give you a winning lottery ticket, but I will do something that I think is even more beneficial to you in the long term. In this episode of Hello Holly, I'm giving you 7 ways to decorate your home on a budget, ideas that can work small miracles. And trust me, small changes at home can really add up and make you just as happy as that dream sofa you have your eye on that you can't afford right now. Really, I mean it. So let's get started. The first tip is paint. Yeah, I know, pretty obvious. Everyone says paint, right? But I'm sure you've heard it all before, but this time I have a different way for you to look at paint and to approach it a bit differently. Create a pin board on your Pinterest account and do what I've done. Just call it walls. I know, very simple. Just call it walls. Now, I'd like for you to search Pinterest and the internet in general. Look on your favorite blogs, magazine websites, whatever, and find creative wall ideas with paint. Wallpaper isn't considered budget, so we're really just talking about paint here. I'd like for you to pin only rooms with walls that you'd like to use on this pin board, walls that you love, okay? So try to find colors you love that you've not worked with before. Maybe look at rooms where the doors are painted in interesting colors, or only the moldings are painted a color other than traditional white or cream. Perhaps black moldings would be interesting in your home for drama, or maybe painting only the frames of doors could add impact. I was once working at a beautiful apartment in Paris. I was styling it for one of my books, and the man had painted his molding around the doors and inside of the doors, the frame, a really acid yellow, and it was incredible. And the walls were white in the room, so just that pop of yellow in the doorway was like a burst of sunshine coming into the room, and it really made an impact. And yeah, it's a budget thing to do, just paint, right? You could also pin rooms where paint was only applied 3/4 of the way up the wall, which leaves the upper space either white, or you can paint that too in a different color. When it comes to paint, there are also mineral paints on the market. Milk paint too, it was also very interesting. Both have a good look, and they feel kind of interesting in the sense of they give a bit more character to a space. Some people apply paint too with things like rags or brushes, and they use a few different shades of the same color on the wall to make it look like it's from like an old Berlin apartment or old Paris apartment. When I was a little girl, my mother applied paint with rags and sponges. Now remember, this was in the 80s. Everyone was into sponge painting. And she also experimented with mineral paints too, which I think she actually made those herself. It's a really creative and fun experience to see what's possible with paint. So get creative. There's nothing wrong when it comes to decorating if you like it and if it makes you happy. Also, pin rooms with creative ideas for the ceiling. Often we forget we don't just have four walls in a room. We have five. The ceiling is the fifth wall. For instance, designer and blogger Sarah Sherman Samuel from the United States recently painted her son Archie's bedroom in a very creative way. First of all, in a little boy's room, you'd never think to paint the walls dark green, but she did that. And then for the ceiling, she used tape, and she taped it off so that she could create stripes. So what she did on the ceiling is she painted it green and white striped to mimic almost a circus tent. She showed exactly how to do it on her Instagram stories and on her blog. It made such an impact to see a space that you don't even notice what's in the space in the first place because you only see the ceiling and the walls because it was just such a cool focal point. It was really an eye catcher. However, as you look around her son's bedroom even further, you'd find another great budget idea, and it's the bunk beds that she designed with her husband and father. And this brings me to the second tip, number two, DIY. Don't be afraid to make things yourself. It's actually the best way to get exactly what you want and to not max out your budget. Don't be afraid to DIY. Most of today's interiors influencers and bloggers have learned to become quite skilled in this area. And you know what? Most of them are not always getting it right the first time. And if you are worried about your DIY technique and feel that maybe you're not good enough, perhaps you just need to get some practice. You're not going to do it all perfectly the first time you try. Also, look at YouTube. YouTube can be your new best friend because there are so many hacks and DIY ideas on YouTube by some incredibly clever people. It's worth finding YouTubers with a style you like and follow them regularly. If you don't already, create an account on YouTube and start saving your favorite DIY videos and try to find one that you can actually get started on doing. Also, so many bloggers and authors have books and blog posts on this topic. And of course, magazines. In each issue of my magazine, which is called Holly, we invite creatives to produce DIY stories for our magazine. DIY stories help our readers to learn new ways to level up their home. And DIY doesn't have to be complicated or hard. You can start off with small projects like adding trim to curtains with double-sided iron-on tape, or making new drawer pulls out of leather, which is also so affordable. Also, when you decide to give your next batch of clothes to charity, like I do regularly, look in the bag and just see again, what could you repurpose? Maybe you never want to wear that blouse or sweater again, but perhaps you can repurpose it into throw pillows. I've done that before with silk scarves and linen blouses and turned them into other things like throw pillows. And it's surprisingly a nice idea. It's easy to do, it's affordable, and you don't really have to be a great sewer to accomplish a throw pillow. Yeah, well, before I get to the next tip, I do have to add that maybe a lot of you are saying, okay, Holly, DIY sounds nice, but I have no interest in making things myself. I just don't have the time, I don't have the interest, I do not have the patience. Okay, so that's fine because maybe you're not going to make anything in your house. You want to buy stuff. So that's where I say, let's look at tip three now and look at the idea of buying pre-owned pieces. I'm not talking about vintage or antiques yet. I'm saying to just check eBay, Craigslist, and other websites where people are selling newish stuff that they just don't want anymore. You can find the same thing you've had your eye on in a store for a fraction of the cost when you buy used. Try doing general searches using the exact name of the great table maybe you found at Beau Concept or West Elm. See what's coming up in your search results. It's also a more sustainable way to shop, but definitely can be a lot more affordable than purchasing something brand new. Also check out garage sales, flea markets, junk shops, and most of all, keep an open mind. That's what stylists do. Someone like me goes into a garage sale or a flea market or a junk shop, and I don't see junk. I see gems. I see things that I can turn into something else, or things that maybe just need a new lick of paint, or something that could be sanded down and made new again. So keep an open mind to the things that you see. And also, you may end up finding something pre-owned that you like even better than that new table you thought you loved. A little tip when you're out and about shopping for a specific piece is to bring a photo and the measurements of the piece with you that you really wanted to buy initially, the big ticket piece, I guess you could say, the thing that you can't afford right now. Bring a photo of it and the dimensions, because this can help to remind you of exactly what you're looking for in these vintage shops or pre-owned shops or whatever. It can really help you to pinpoint and target something almost like what you really want. This is also helpful because a lot of us, the minute we step into these shops, we feel completely overwhelmed and we forget what we're looking for and we lose focus. Now, this brings me to shop vintage. Tip 4, find a vintage shop in your city and make friends with the owner. This is one of the best tips I can give you. Make friends with an owner of a vintage shop in your city. You know why? Because they love a good treasure hunt. Tell them exactly what you're looking for. Show them a picture. Tell them what your style is. Show them, like I said, pictures, whatever it is, draw, sketch something out, whatever. These shop owners are so passionate, usually, about their shops, and they really love to find things. They're natural born hunters. Let them work for you to help you find what you need. Keep in mind that a lot of vintage shops also have storage rooms filled to the ceiling, since often these types of shops are run by people who are hardcore collectors and have been collecting vintage pieces for years. Mixing in vintage to your modern furnishings can actually add genuine personality too and flair to your home. Plus, a vintage vase, as long as it's not a collectible or antique, can be very affordable up against the designer vase you've had your eye on. Most vintage vases I've purchased are between 6 and 10 euros. The next tip, I think you'll like this one. This is such a trend right now. Plants. Plants are all the rage. My friend Igor Josefik from Urban Jungle Bloggers, which has amassed nearly 1 million followers on Instagram, together with his business partner Judith, know for a fact that people around the world love and decorate with plants no matter what their budget. A plant or small tree can last for years and make a big statement in a room. A ficus fig near a window looks beautiful in a boho style room. Ferns, having those in the window, work well too. They look so pretty when the light streams through, and they're great for people who decorate in a more eclectic style because they're a little wild. A monstera is fantastic for filling a space because they grow wide and tall and have amazingly sculptural leaves. Best of all, plants can be affordable, and you can even ask friends for pieces of their plants for free, so you can cultivate and grow your own from a plant cutting. My friend brought home an aloe leaf from her trip to Greece, and she gave it to me, and today it's this huge aloe in my home, and it's actually had babies, so now it has 3 extra aloes, and so as a result of one clipping, I have 4 gorgeous aloe vera plants, and I paid nothing. So let's go to tip 6, okay, because tip 6 is something that I think is something a lot of us overlook, but it's so natural. Use the communities online to get help. So maybe you want to post the room in your house, like your living room, that you're having problems with. Tell people on social media, you know, I really need budget solutions for this room. Here's what it looks like. Do you have any advice for me? You won't believe how many people love to chime in with their advice, and advice is free and often full of helpful tips and ideas that you may not have thought about already. Okay, so definitely tap into your audience. And if you don't already have an audience, start an Instagram account. Maybe you could start a blog. Do something where you're actually able to interact with people online and ask people to leave comments and give you advice. Be open to what they say and see if you can find some precious gems in their feedback and comments. And the final tip, it's tip 7. And I think this is something that is really one that we all need to think about a little bit more. We need to think about learning to live with less. You don't need to pack a room full with everything you dream of. Often a room needs space to breathe and to really show off those key pieces that you love. Decorating is not a one-time process. Okay, guys, it's just like shopping for winter clothes or fall clothes or, well, it's spring, so spring clothes. It's not something you do once every 10 or 20 years, right? It's something that you do probably every season. Our style, our budget, our needs are always evolving, and it's the same with decorating. As we evolve as people, so does our style. Decorating on a budget is easier when you don't have a more is more mentality and discredit living more simply. In fact, minimalism is having a real moment right now, and I believe it's based on many reasons that have to do with things like environmental concerns, but also people want to hold on to their money. And also, they enjoy having less around them because they find more peace and balance, since the world can be super stimulating and kind of stressful these days. Decorating on a budget is much easier when you decide to buy less, but buy better. Save up over time for a well-made table or something else that will last. Once you are able to budget it, I guarantee that you'll love that table even more and you'll keep it forever. Plus, often things we have to save up for carry resale value. So later on, you can also decide to sell it to someone else who will love it just as you have and earn enough money to purchase a replacement. So I hope these ideas will stay with you for years, but also inspire you today too. I want to wrap up this episode of Hello Holly by saying that everyone wants a prettier home and dreams of living better. I totally get that. But be happy with what you have and realize that what you have may be the dream of someone else. And maybe what you have, you can easily make a happier, more beautiful and creative space if you just apply some of these tips and have a little fun. You can do it. So thank you for joining me today on my episode of Hello Holly. It's been a pleasure to give you these tips. And if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends or leave feedback on iTunes. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again and have a nice day.
Audio Now.